Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Veritech. Veritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm Mike Salmon alongside the wonderful Stephen Julian, and we're broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the wonderful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. How you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing fabulous, Mike. Long time no see.
It seems like it, doesn't
we're
it?
We're off our summer break, I think. Man, it's been almost a month since we've been on the air.
You and I together has a live show. It's been a whole month.
Well, the super secret 30-day suspension that Leon Stone gave you or me, we'll let the listeners decide, apparently.
So are we celebrating that we're back? Or
yes.
Are people going, oh, my God, they're back?
Yeah, well, I'm sure both reactions happen online.
Yes. We're glad to be here. We've got some great guests here in the studio, as usual.
As usual.
Joining us here is Angela Blackwell. She is a relocation specialist with DeKalb Office. And we're also joined by Dr. Brian Hill and Dr. True Nguyen, and they are representing Hip Nation. So if anything medically happens in the show, we are covered today.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's better benefits than you've given me so far. So I like this show. Sorry, I made you awkward there.
Yeah, well, I've never given you benefits.
Exactly!
Okay.
So you brought the benefits into the studio of two wonderful doctors, and we can't wait to talk to them. But first, we're going to talk to Angela Blackwell from DeKalb Office.
We are. Gosh, thank you. DeKalb Office is the name of the company. And good morning, Angela. You're a relocation specialist.
I am, Mike. Good morning. It's great to see you.
Always good to see you. So tell us all about DeKalb Office, what the company does, and what you do as a relocation specialist.
Sure, happy to. The company was founded way back in 1952 in Atlanta. DeKalb Office is a veteran-owned business, and we are a strong team of intuitive thinkers who provide innovative and practical solutions to unlock human potential within corporate, healthcare, and education environments. We serve clients throughout the United States, and we're the largest steelcase dealership in the Southeast. In addition to steelcase, we offer products from over 300 different manufacturers of office furniture. What I'm here to emphasize today, because a lot of people are familiar with DeKalb Office and the office furniture that we offer, but I want to introduce everyone to the fact that I'm a relocation specialist and want to emphasize our move services.
Okay, so what does that entail? I'm getting ready to move my office. I can just call you and you take the worries away?
That is exactly right. We strive to take the stress out of your relocation. And how we do that, it's all about the people, the talent that we hire. We do an awful lot of planning on the front end to uncover issues and needs that maybe our clients haven't even thought about, and work hand in hand. It is truly a partnership. When we go in, we'll take we'll do a lot of listening, of course, in the beginning, and see just what areas they may need. Perhaps they have an IT specialist on staff. That's fine. But if they do not, hey, we'll take care of the disconnect and reconnect of the computers. We will, if they have some items that maybe they no longer need, we can help with the decommissioning of those. We have a huge warehouse up in Alpharetta that we could take care of storage of any items that maybe they're not sure what they want to do with them at this time. So we're going to hang on to those, take an inventory, and they're available if they need them at a later date, maybe when they expand.
If someone has an office and they're just starting to think about, hey, maybe we're going to be moving at some point in the future, What's the best amount of time for them to reach out to you? What's the best timeline for them? Because I know their corporate real estate person is telling them, hey, get to me early. Let's talk early. Let's start this process. Nobody ever goes, hey, I think I'll move next week. So when should they reach out to you? When can you help them the most?
I'm really glad you asked me that question, Stephen. Earlier the better. I would say that for some of our larger clients, we are engaging with those clients between 6 and 8 months ahead of time because we are very unique in that we can offer space design, planning, space analytics. We have a new product called Workplace Advisor. We can actually come in and determine how they are using their space currently. Maybe they have a 12-person conference room. We have the technology to come in and say, yeah, but you're only using that space for 4 people at a time,
right,
twice a month. So I would say give me a call as early as possible when you're thinking about moving.
And you mentioned in the last answer the idea that I think sometimes everybody concentrates on the real estate side of things and they don't necessarily give their space, their equipment enough thought, whether it's corporate or education or healthcare, like you talked about. And you mentioned kind of, hey, if you need storage or I'm not sure what exactly I'm going to do. So we're going to move this in stages.
Correct.
So you can help them with,
with the planning. You know, we can come up with a plan. We work with small clients. If you have just a couple of person office, that's no problem. To 700 people, we can phase that out over different weekends. We can help with that plan.
If I'm upgrading my equipment, if I'm going to move and go, you know what, I don't want to move the existing stuff because it's stuff I bought years ago or whatever. Can you guys help with kind of getting rid of old furniture too?
Absolutely. We have resources, and I'm very happy to say that DeKalb Office, we partner with Trusted Resources to keep items that are no longer needed out of landfills, and we have the reporting to back that up. So we recycle the steel, for instance, the cardboard, and everything that goes into a dumpster goes off to recyclable centers that they actually sort through to work to keep everything out of landfills. So I'm very proud of that fact with DeKalb Office.
We're talking with Angela Blackwell with DeKalb Office. The company is called DeKalb Office. Your office is in Alpharetta.
That's correct.
serves all across the country.
So I'm already confused. Yeah, no.
And a lot of people are. A lot of people think we are in DeKalb County.
Well, why would they think that, Angela? It's only in the name. But that's where it started, right?
That's exactly right. And we had such a good reputation that our incredible owner, John Rasper, he knew that it would not be a positive impact to change the name DeKalb Office because of our strong roots since 1952. So we wanted to maintain that.
Of course. Well, of course, we've heard of relocation companies and moving companies. I'm not as familiar with companies like yours that do just really everything from A to Z. Are there other companies out there that do what you do? And if so, what makes you maybe different?
I do not know of another company that does everything that we do. We're the only resource for such a vast array of workplace solutions. We're really a single source from the planning, the space planning and design, space utilization that I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. We provide demountable walls and furniture, managing the content moves of existing furniture. Again, we're very detailed in the planning stages, and therefore we work hard to avoid change orders. That's a big differentiator. And we work hard to simply add value to our clients.
So going back to the design and the analytics and kind of reaching out early, some small business owners might be thinking, that sounds expensive. Is there a big extra cost to that? What does that look like?
Actually, no, we're quite competitive. We hear all the time that our bids are in line with other movers that you might find in the Atlanta area. So
even with the analytics added in the design,
certainly an associated cost with that. We can scale up or scale down what we offer. If you just need, a 5-person office move with the content crates provided and a little bit of help with that, then we can scale down.
Yeah.
And
you know, when everybody moves to a new house, they kind of think when they're looking for a new house, if there was anyone in the studio that was going through that right now, you know, they when you're looking for a new house, you kind of think, what didn't I have that I would like to have? And you kind of think through, what changes do I want to make? Right. And I think when it comes to moving your office, to sit down with someone, an expert, and utilize software to kind of think through, how do I best use my space? What have I been doing that I haven't even noticed but might be costing me money or time or whatever? And working through that with you guys to best maximize the new space.
And in other words, what Stephen is saying, you don't want to use two college hunks in a trunk or in a truck, you know, for your move, for your office.
Some people might. Yes. I would say we have some hunks on staff.
Clearly, I'm not on the cab office staff.
Yeah. Well, you could say they're here in the studio, too, right?
Yeah, you and Nat.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, do you find a sweet spot as far as the number of companies you use? Who are kind of your typical companies that you work with?
You went from college hunks to sweet spot. Well done. Good segue, Mike. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we do have a long list of incredible Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies that we work with quite a bit. Not sure if I can name names.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Of course. Why not?
So one of my favorite clients that I work with pretty often is Kimberly-Clark.
Oh, you can't name them, no.
they're great. And Home Depot, Lease Plan, Floor and Decor, all of these large companies. But I hesitate to drop those big names because I do not want to have someone not pick up the phone and call me to help with a smaller move. We do offer a white glove service that maybe no one else does. We are expert furniture handlers. This is what we do. So if someone, you know, cares about that glass top table that they've had, you know, for a million years, that's been passed down, we're the company to go to.
Yeah. And I think also you said it at the beginning, so I think it's worth repeating. It doesn't matter the size of your company or whether you just need someone to come up and move a desk, one desk or whatever. You guys can handle the scale.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that.
We're able to support. I just want to emphasize that we are able to support any changes that may occur in a work environment. We're able to provide the product, obviously. But we partner with our clients to help them uncover how to best utilize their space.
So one other side question, and we didn't prep this before the show, so if I'm asking the dumbest question in the history of the world,
you are allowed to tell me that.
You won't be the first and you won't be the last. So we're talking about office moves. What about inside the office? Hey, I just want to change around some things. That's a huge kind of... You can work long-term relationship with these offices even though they're not moving spaces, correct?
Absolutely. So we will come in and do a reconfiguration of your current space to make it work better for you. Maybe you don't want to go through the expense of adding sheetrock, but we have demountable wall solutions for that to break up the space. We can do floor-to-floor moves. Often that's the case when we're transforming a space. They're still in the same building. We're moving from, you know, the first floor to the 13th floor or what have you. Or we're just reconfiguring workstations. Right now I'm working with Emory, and they are wanting to take their 12x12 cubicles and break those down, make them a little bit of a smaller footprint to accommodate more associates working into like a 6x6 configuration. So, yeah, sure.
Mike, those two college hunks don't wear white gloves, I can guarantee you.
Yes,
that.
Yes. And you got very lucky there. That was actually a very good question.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
You're attributing my good questioning skills to luck.
See,
I appreciate
that. You just received a benefit, a compliment from me. There's your benefit for the day.
Yay.
Angela, the most important question I'm going to ask you for the entire interview is, for those that would like to find out more about DeKalb Office, how can they reach out to you and find out more about your services and what you provide?
That's a great question, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
That's a great question. For moves and other services mentioned, please contact me at 770-360-0283 or via email ablackwell@dekaboffice.com. And if you're not from Atlanta, DeKalb could be a little bit tricky on the spelling. So that's DeKalb as in boy, office.com.
And Angela is like the sweetest lady you'll ever meet. So Mm-hmm. Give her a call. Reach out to DeKalb office.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks.
This was fun.
Yes. It only took us, what, 3 years to finally get you in the studio? You've been so busy. So it's good to have you here.
Thank you so much, Mike.
And we got great questions, and she said it was fun. Yes. On the air. That's awesome.
And after listening to us go back and forth, she'll go, I'll never go back there again. Never. So anyway, but we do love each other.
Yes. Yes. And speaking of love, Mike, what a great setup. So good to be back in the studio with you. Love is what makes a Subaru. Our show does come to you from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, and you, our listeners, can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Not robots, not dogs, not cats. People sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
All right, Stephen, our next guest here on the program are Dr. Brian Hill and Dr. True Wynn. They are here with HipNation. Now, we've had Will Hall on the show before talking about HipNation. It's a very cool concept, something that is very much needed when it comes to our healthcare industry these days. So,
but we didn't want Will Hall back on the show.
No, we've already talked to him. So
yeah.
We're actually getting it from a doctor's perspective now, some of the doctors that are part of the program. And Dr. Hill and Dr. True, or Dr. True, thank you for joining us here today in the studio.
Well, thanks. We're ecstatic to be here.
For those not familiar with HipNation, kind of give us a broad overview of how it works.
Sure, the 30,000-foot level. And no benefits provided by me here in the office today. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. All right. What you will give me is the benefit of a great interview.
There we
both
go.
Both of you.
Yeah,
right?
See, he's strong.
He's good.
He's done this
good.
Before.
Yeah, once or twice. All right. Well, great. So HipNation, you mentioned love. I'll piggyback on love. So we in medicine, we've been called to do two things, to love and care for our patients. The healthcare system right now, the way it's currently constructed, is really falling short on that calling. HipNation wants to bring that calling back into medicine again. And so we are a healthcare solution for small businesses, for individuals, for mid-sized businesses, as a way to, one, you know, bring love and great care, but two, to also drive down the cost of healthcare. The reality, and Dr. Crew will be able to tell you as well as I, is that there are so many costs built into our healthcare system that have nothing to do with providing great care. There are a tremendous amount of resources that are being spent in healthcare that don't make patients any better. So as a physician, we understand the economics of healthcare from where it's important, the exam room, when we take care of our patients. And so what we've done and we've created within HipNation is a healthcare delivery model that is focused exclusively upon the patient, gets rid of a lot of the excess costs that are associated with the industry that's been built around healthcare, the insurance industry, the insurance bureaucracy, the pharmacy benefit manager plans that take tremendous amount of money out of the pockets of our patients, the pockets of our employers that get passed along through high premiums, high healthcare costs, money that's not going to manage your care, but money that's going to manage the system. We pull all that out and we make healthcare really cool and really unique. We've created a membership-based model that allows our employees and the members that take care of us to be able to come and see our primary care physicians, wonderful people like Dr. True, and let Dr. True do one thing only, focus on providing great quality care. And then we've created an entire system built around that, from primary care to labs and imaging and medications to specialty care to specialty consults to ambulatory surgeries. It's remarkable if you take that magic wand of insurance, which does nothing but makes prices greater, you take that insurance out of the every inner touching of healthcare and healthcare becomes more affordable. And then you put insurance back in its proper spot, the what-if events.
I don't know if I'm asking the question properly. Is this an alternative to health insurance? Does this meet all the requirements?
So we are healthcare. So we do two things. We are a full healthcare solution is what we are. And so what we are is that healthcare is what happens when you see your doctor. Healthcare is when Dr. True makes you turn your head and cough. That's healthcare. Health insurance is how you pay for that. If health insurance makes healthcare really expensive, then why are we using health insurance in every aspect of healthcare? So what we do is we say, we're going to make healthcare focus on you, Mike. We're going to make it focus on you. We're going to make sure that quality care can be delivered at a great price. And then we take insurance and put it aside because insurance isn't supposed to be there when you turn your head and cough to get yourself checked for a hernia. Insurance should be there if you go get that hernia repaired. So that's the point of insurance. Insurance touches everything, costs go up. Insurance fixes what it's supposed to, then it makes it affordable.
So Dr. True, let me just kind of, that's a great 30,000-foot view from Dr. Hill. So let me ask you as the doctor who does primary care, what would it look like for, you know, what does it look like for me dealing with my doctor inside of HipNation?
Okay. I'm going to give a little bit of background.
Please.
For the context.
Yep.
When I was training, I, within the first year, I saw how I did not have time with patients.
And why is that? Why given
was it
given
the
system
paperwork and the insurance?
Hey, don't answer the question for her. I asked Dr. True.
He's making it easy for me. So, there's the aspect of me being new. So there's like 40 minutes given.
Right.
However, within that 40 minutes, you know, I'm trying to learn my way through really just interacting with patients. But then really just the progress of that, I saw how the paperwork I have to do, and then really dealing with insurance. And it's like the time allotted is not enough for me to address all the issues that the patient comes in for. Now, there are weird rules that, you know, you can only cover so many problems, but most of my patients, the population I was dealing with, I mean, came in with 10 problems, and you're told to just deal with a few, but, you know, like, health and well-being doesn't just go by, like, oh, these are the problems you have, I'm going to address this today, and then come back in a month, because they're not even allowed to come back in a week, because I tend to tell my patient to come in, you know, sooner, because that when the conversation ends, that possibility, the plans that you create with patient disappear. You have to keep that conversation going for the patient to really stay on top of their plan to become healthy. So I really just see a disconnect,
right,
between like what I'm providing and then what I'm actually doing, like what I was taught in medical school, what I'm taught in theory, like evidence-based, and then what I'm actually practicing, it is so different. So,
well, you went to school because you care about people and want to treat people.
Right.
And your time was being used elsewhere for everything else because of the bureaucracy and everything.
So that's a great background. So now, fast forward to working with HipNation. What's it like now with patients?
So I actually haven't officially worked with HipNation. I partnered with them when I decided to start my own practice. I actually was going to work for DeKalb Medical. And I really just like step back and really see like this is, I knew it was not what I wanted to do after I finished residency. I was like, this is not the system. Like, I wanted to be a doctor since I was 12. And when I got there my first year, I was like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. And I was already planning my way out. And I was like, I'm not doing this. But, you know, with loans and everything on top, I'm like, no, I have to do something. So I was really stuck, but then I just really took the courage and say, I'm going to step out and do what I really went to school for. And so I started my own practice. And when I was introduced to Dr. Hill, I really look at what they're creating and whether the platform they're creating. And, you know, like the system we have now just doesn't work. I would say that we've been trying to fix it and putting Band-Aids on it and then putting more system to fix what's not working.
Right.
So what HipNation's doing is really just create a new platform. And then what I see is like, that's what I want to provide, is really like having direct primary care, like me and the patient and no one else in between. And what that allows us to do is I have the time to spend with my patient to address the 10 issues. But really, medicine is a lot more than addressing the problems and giving you, you know, evidence-based medicine. It's really like really listening for what the patients are dealing with. And it could be their medical problems, but we're humans. We all have things in our lives that are in the background that we're dealing with. That's really what's driving our health. It's not really like, oh, you have diabetes and you just have diabetes. No, what caused that? Why did it lead to that? And what is missing in society nowadays is like, we don't know what really the underlying cause is for all the diseases that we're dealing with. We're starting to discover more. And so me being a really big science nerd, I discovered those when I was trying to figure out my way out of medicine. So I learned new ways to really just use what I know, what I trained for, and just turn it into something else. And so when I met with Dr. Hill and just listening to his vision, I was like, Yes, that's what I'm seeing. I want to provide care directly for patient where they come in. I can see them for 2 hours.
That was something when Will Hall was here that really stuck with me, because typically you go to your doctor's office now, you meet with maybe the assistant or whatever, they get all the vital signs. The doctor comes in for a minute, talks to you for a minute, and then they're gone and you don't see them again. And what Will said is, in this case, you're actually talking to the doctor the whole time, and you have a relationship that you haven't had before.
Because what you're paying for in HipNation is the ability to see your primary care physician and anybody else in the network whenever you need to, as many times as you need to.
And then if he says something about too, that I would have like your phone number. I can call you're my physician, you know, Dr. Yeah. You know, Dr. True. Can I can just call you up and say, Dr. True, this you're right there. And you're available for me.
And I can tell you, don't go to the ER. This is not something you need to go to the ER for, which is when in my training, I see horrendous things coming into the ER. But then there are things that I'm like, why are you here? Because they just didn't know what they didn't know. So as a primary care physician, I'm able to say, like, you don't need to go to the ER for that. You can wait until tomorrow.
When you call your doctor that knows you, so Mike, you might be a little bit of a type A kind of guy, I don't know, but you call your doctor, you know, in the today's current system, and you might get, you know, one of their partners, or you might get an you know, nurse practitioner or a physician assistant that answers the phone. You go, I've got some chest pain. They're going to tell you to go straight to the emergency room. You know, if you see Dr. True and she knows you and she goes, Mike, you're a little type A and you've got some reflux and I bet you had some spicy Thai food tonight because you kind of like Thai food. Did that happen? You go, yeah. She goes, go take a little Maalox, see if it gets better in about 5 minutes, because if it gets better, guess what? You just save yourself from a $2,000 ER visit and likely overnight stay in the hospital. That's probably going to end up being about a $5,000 to $7,000 bill. If you're an individual, if you're an employer paying for the, you know, premiums for your employees, that's going to save a lot of money, and it's great care, right? Who wants to be sitting in the right. ER when you've got reflux,
right?
But the today's system doesn't fix that. Dr. True, who knows you, who's created a relationship with you because she's been able to spend that hour and a half with you, she'll change you and make that difference in that.
So, Dr. Hill, you are not a primary care physician, so talk a little bit about your practice, but also that the secondary network. Secondary might be the wrong word, but the other network of doctors in HipNation that are not primary care.
Sure. Our foundation, right? So healthcare should be founded upon the wonderful things that Dr. True does, getting to know patients, managing them, creating relationships with them, because that's really where healthcare happens. In the United States, right now, about 1 out of 3 physicians is a primary care doctor. In the rest of the world, it's 2 out of 3. There's way too many of me and not enough of her. And the reason is because, even as Dr. True is alluding to, when you see your primary care doctor and they're running around like a chicken with their head cut off, seeing 25 to 30 people a day, managing 3,000 people, spending a minute with you, if you've got a headache, you know, and you're sitting there having a conversation with your current primary care doctor, they're going to send you to a neurologist. It just might be that you have a headache because you're stressed at work, and if you had a conversation with your doctor, they might be able to figure out that's why. So that will kick you to a neurologist. We minimize that downstream referral because, one, we support our primary care doctors with time to be able to spend and create relationships. And two, we have a group of physicians, a community of doctors that believe in this kind of concept of putting patients back in control of healthcare, that support our primary care doctors, that Dr. True can send out a quick email to me or a text or call me and go, hey, Brian, I'm a urologist. I've got somebody that came into my office with an elevated PSA. We're worried about prostate cancer a little bit. What do you think I should do? Well, those people end up in my office 99 times out of 100. Dr. True, I can say, hey, just recheck the PSA in 2 months. 70% of the time, it goes back down again. It's just a dirty, noisy test. And what have we done with that? We kept you out of my office. It kept you from missing work. We kept your costs down because you didn't have to come and visit me. And I will tell you, as a specialist, and most of our specialists will, probably anywhere from 50 to 70% of people that are in my office don't need to be there.
Don't take this the wrong way. But the common person, the person may say, well, wait a minute. You're a doctor. You want to make this money. And you're saying, I don't, you know, you're actually putting the patient first instead of, hey, I get to, bill insurance.
Yeah, that's why we want people like Dr. True who love their patients, who are called to care for patients. But the other side of the coin, right? Right. We live in a capitalistic society. People want to make money. I've got a 2 to 3 month waiting period to get in to see me. You know, demand is not my issue. So I'm a specialist. I've been born to operate on people. Again, it's a good reason to stay out of my office. But when I have people in my office that don't need to be there, right now I'm not fulfilling what I've been trained to do. I spent 6 years learning to take things out of people. And so when they're in my office and I'm filtering through people that don't need to be there, now I'm kind of wasting, one, financial resources in healthcare, which are limited, and I'm wasting time. You know, I'm having people that should be in my office now having to wait 3 months to get in to see me. So I filter out those patients that don't need to be there, empower the primary care physicians because they've got the ability. They're tremendously intelligent people, right? But they just don't have the time. So when they do come and see me, so to answer your question there, Steve, when they reach out into the space of the specialty arena, we've created a cash-based network of specialty physicians that go, I'll take cash at the point of service when you come and see me. Instead of me having to spend 30 and 60, 90 days trying to spend, you know, chase money down from the insurance company and code and bill and deal with all the ridiculousness that add overhead costs into my office, I waste money chasing money. I'll work a lot cheaper if you pay me when you walk in for cash.
I want to add on to that. So on from the perspective of where primary care is, what I see with HipNation providing is really it is scary to step out to start your own practice. And making it a cash model. I was like, what am I going to do? How do I, you know, figure out specialists to refer my patients who doesn't really have that insurance coverage where they could do that? So what HipNation does is that they provide that network of physicians where I can literally have a personal relationship with. And it's like we're going for the same mission. We're fighting for the same thing. Yeah. So there is a love and connectedness that we have, even though we don't really know each other, but we know what we're up to. So in that, it gave me comfort. I was very comfortable really just like, okay, I can do this. Mm-hmm. And really what I see is possible is that other primary care physicians yes. could really see the success in what I'm doing and what HipNation is doing. And then it gives them the motive, the financial motive, because it does give stability when you have that kind of support. And so that's what really got me like a lot of courage.
So if there are people who are sick and tired of whenever they go see their doctor for their physical, they only get 5 minutes with them or less. If there are people who feel like, and this is, I'll raise my hand at times, I felt like this, whenever I go see a doctor, if I say anything is wrong, they're automatically going to go, oh, well, I'm going to send you to somebody else. Instead of just kind of, and it's partially because I don't have time, and it's partially because I see that's the way the system is moving.
Yep.
So those people are the ones who go, okay, HipNation might be my solution. So here's a couple of questions. First of all, if there's a primary care physician out there who's listening to this and go, yes, I want to do that too, do they have to completely get rid of working with insurance?
We
in
help
order
them
to do this.
No, great, and that's a great question.
Thank
we
you.
Help them transition. See, he's got another great question. You got to give him love.
Don't sound so surprised.
Yeah,
right, this is
ahead.
Rare.
So we try to help that. Just like Dr. True mentioned, right? Physicians are risk averse. They're just naturally wired that way. So they are miserable in today's healthcare system. Numbers. I'm a numbers guy, right? 61% of primary care doctors say they're burnt out of healthcare.
Right.
Not from providing care, right? Not from taking care of you, but because the system makes them miserable. We went into medicine to care for patients and give them love, and you can't do it in today's system. So we help them transition to try to move that practice from this kind of fee-for-service churn, the wonderful words of medicine, move the meat. Isn't it great being thought of as a piece of meat in medicine as opposed to
wonderful.
A patient,
yeah.
right? And so we want to help those physicians transfer into what we're doing because, again, when we talk about HipNation, we want to be a revolution to fix healthcare.
Okay, so now my secondary question, and this might be as close as I get to a gotcha question for you guys today. Now let's talk about the patient. Let's talk about the consumer. And you said, you know, HipNation kind of sets up to do the primary care and some of the secondary stuff. But there is that element of I get a cancer diagnosis, I get a diabetes. And here's my question. I think in the market today with insurance, there's very little that is available to the consumer because this system is so revolutionary and new. What's out there for me?
That's a great question. So
two in a row, Mike.
He's on fire. The wonderful about that, right, is that's my what if events. That's insurance. The reason we create insurance is for the rare, high cost, catastrophic events that bankrupt us, not the cough, the cold, the sniffle.
Right.
So what we do is if we take insurance out of that space, that's why we're a full solution, because we pair with unique insurance products that just understand this. If we take insurance out of the primary care office, if we give them a great doctor like Dr. True to keep them out of the emergency room, keep downstream utilization under control, maximize the value of the primary care, and decrease the cost of every time that individual touches healthcare. Costs now come down. Now that makes insurance cheaper, so that when you do have that heart attack or stroke, when you have to go have that insurance package to buy, when you pair that insurance with a low-cost, high-quality, patient-centric healthcare model, now the two work synergistically and to drive down costs.
Has HipNation identified that coverage?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. We've got that cover. We've got that. Now, I'm not an insurance company.
Right.
Never want to be an insurance company. Lord help me. So what we do is we go out in the marketplace and find unique products to pair with us. So we do have that products for individuals, for small businesses. We can create self-funded based plans for larger businesses. And for us to go in, you're a large business and you come in with us, everybody from the janitor up to the C-suite gets a concierge primary care doctor. They get their doctor's cell phone number. They become a panel of 700 instead of 3,000. They get the love and care that they're supposed to as a patient in our healthcare system.
All right. So as a business or as an individual or consumer, where do I get this information? How do I find out more?
Sure. So you can reach HipNation at HipNation.com. Pretty easy. So you reach out on that website. We've got information out there. We've got a contact us button as well that we can give you information about, one, our healthcare ecosystem. And we can even tie you into the unique brokers that understand the insurance arena that we've partnered and paired with to be able to bring the product. So HipNation.com is our site. And then Dr. True has engaged with us. She's on our site, but then she's also working as an independent partnered out there. So she has her access site as well.
So my office will be opening next Wednesday on July 25th. And my grand opening is from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. So you guys, I would love you guys to be there with me.
Send us an invite. We'll be there.
And so my website is consciousdoc.com. So and you could also reach me at 770-789-9497.
And you guys really are, Dr. Hill, revolutionary. You've used that word. So I'm assuming, I know you'd love to get more and more doctors in the system. You're still very early in the process.
We are. We're up to 10 primary care physicians. We're growing rapidly
in the
metro Atlanta area. Okay. We're looking to have 20 by the end by 11-1 open enrollment. Actually, just talked with a physician in Athens yesterday and Macon as well. So we're looking to grow into Athens and Macon. And again, we're planning on being a national organization.
So it is available in most of the metro Atlanta area.
You
would have a primary care physician close to you.
Yes. And the beautiful thing about this is that about 80% of your primary care can be managed over the phone. We've got a telehealth platform that you don't need to be brick and mortar, right? It can be convenient.
And that telehealth would be with, so if Dr. True was my primary care, I'd be able to, because there is, other plans have teledoc and telehealth, but it's some random, it's like, I'm in the investment world, it's like call Fidelity. Fidelity's a great company, but I get a different person every time.
Yep, and it's like a little guy that throws a white coat on and throws an stethoscope around their neck, and they probably have PJs down below, right? And they're sitting on the phone in front of you and telling you they're going to send you to the ER when you got that chest pain from reflux.
And this also solves a problem. So many people I know, including people in my own family, they're not feeling well. They know they need something, but they don't want to go to the doctor because it's going to cost them $125 every time they go in.
On top of the $700
on top of
they're
the
paying
400
every month.
Yeah, that they're paying each month.
Absolutely.
I mean.
Exactly right.
I can name people right now just cannot afford their insurance, and they can get catastrophic insurance, but they pay $400 a month just for primary insurance in case they have to go in
for
a cold.
And again, if they go in for that cold and they say, I've got this and this, they also know 90% of the time they're going to be referred, and that's going to be another few hundred dollars on top.
We want people in our office. We want people engaging with our physicians. We want to create relationships. Relationships make people healthy and well. We're just not about episodic care, about people not feeling well. We are looking at their lives on a day in, day out basis.
You almost have to train your customers to say, you got to call us. That's what you're paying for.
That's a very frontline, our patient educational piece. We want to be your advocate and your relational in healthcare.
That's what you're paying for. So use it.
Right, exactly right.
I want to just really add the importance of what patient could really see is that by seeing me and allowing me to give them care, it actually grows me. It actually empowers me to be a better doctor.
Yes.
And it's like a very mutual relationship. And it's like I'm healthier because I get to see them and give them the care that it's funny, right?
It's so much more fulfilling for you.
It is.
Yes.
I get to really do what I love, and then they're contributing to me and I'm contributing to them. And it's like when that relationship grows, It's love, it's connectedness, it's community.
The passion you have, and we're keeping people like you now in the business of taking care of people.
I feel like now we're on a telethon, so welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. If you want to help Dr. True reach her true potential, you need to go to hipnation.com. You need to go to consciousdoc.com. Call 770-789-9497. Join the team today and let her become a better doctor by helping you.
Join the revolution. How about join the revolution?
Yeah. Yes.
Dr. True and Dr. Hill, thank you so much for coming in. It was really great to actually get the doctor's perspective and to hear the great work you're doing. And hopefully it just continues to grow, because there are issues and there are problems. And I think you've got
Man, if you've got answer. If you're self-insuring, which is a ton of people out there because of all this stuff, it's another story for another time, but how employers had to get out of the market in some cases. Man, if you're self-insured, start looking at this. It's a great concept.
Yeah, if you're an individual and you're a small business, you're dying in healthcare now. Look at this. We'll save you money and give great care. It doesn't exist, and this is a beautiful pathway.
Thank you for coming in.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
And also want to thank Angela. I almost called her Dr. Blackwell.
That's fine.
She's the doctor of offices.
I'll take it. Dr. Phil's a doctor. We still don't know why.
Well said. All right, Angela Blackwell with DeKalb office.
Want to remind you. Great job.
Thank you,
Dr. Salmon.
You can listen to this show anytime you want. Go to businessradiox.com and select the Gwinnett Studio, and then select Gwinnett Business Radio, and you'll see this show and all our other episodes as well. Want to thank our producer,
Dr. Nat,
for doing a great job. And for everybody else, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.